Bus drivers, classroom assistants, and food service employees picketed in front of schools across Rockford, including the school district's administrative headquarters. Early totals showed that elementary school attendance was down 12% from the previous week. Some parents had a difficult time getting their children to class without school bus service. LaShonda Anderson is a bus driver.
I'm also a parent. I had to drop my own two kids off this morning for school, and it's a hassle and it's chaotic for everybody. I mean, it's unbelievable that they think they can do this without us. And they need us, and we need affordable health care also.
The 900 employees are on strike through Friday, protesting what they characterize as a dead end in contract negotiations. Superintendent of Schools Aaron Jarrett says the district and union representatives have been in 15 bargaining sessions and more are scheduled.
We feel confident that our last and final offer was one that was extremely generous and one that values our employees, is regionally competitive, and is something the taxpayers can afford. We just have a fundamental disagreement on what the taxpayers can afford.
Jarrett says he expects the second day of the strike to be similar to the first. Problems included food distribution and heavy traffic because bus students had to find alternative transportation. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.